An hour later, a well-guarded assemblage, which included every member of the outfit, was lingering in the hacienda courtyard where they had been ordered to wait. Andres marched over to the Don's carriage. Don Sebastian leaned down so the man could whisper in his ear. When the captain had finished speaking, Don Sebastian sent him back to where he had come from.
I am afraid your plans have changed slightly, Señor Sunday. I have been told that your Indian comrade, including the boy and his parents, those who have been evading my guards, have been arrested. They are being brought here as we speak.
When the rest of the outfit had been reunited in the courtyard, Don Sebastian stood in his carriage.
My American friends, it is unfortunate that we have all had to meet under such dreadful circumstances. My initial intention was to have Mr. and Mrs. Pritchard and their son delivered to me by Colonel Armendariz. But when the Colonel's men allowed the boy to get away from them, my entire plan had to be changed. And when the boy brought you, Mr. Sunday, and the rest of these interesting people into my country, for no other reason than to rescue the boy's parents, I had to change my plan once again. But now that I have the boy, I no longer need the parents. Plus, I no longer need the Indian, or you, Mr. Sunday, or the rest of your friends.
So now your plan is to kill us all, I reckon. Is that correct?
Oh, no, no, no. On the contrary. Since I have what I need, and because I'm such a fine fellow, I am still going to have my men escort the remainder of you back to the border where your weapons will be returned to you. Again, if only you make to me one very large guarantee.
And that would be?
The promise is the same as I asked of you before. That you and your friends agree to stay out of my country and never cross the Rio Bravo del Norte into Mexico ever again.
Well, sir, I don't rightly know if I could keep a promise like that.
You will if you ever want to see your grandson again.
In that case, I'll make you that promise. And speaking for the others, I'll promise for them too.
I knew you would see it my way, Señor Sunday, once you knew what the consequences could be.
So my daughter and her husband can go back with us? Is that true?
But it's only the boy that I want. It is only the boy I have always wanted. You may have his parents.
And my friend, Señor Fuerte?
I have been told that Señor Fuerte killed several of Colonel Armendariz's best gunmen. You will need to ask the Colonel about Rocafuerte.
I will agree to let Señor Fuerte go with the rest of them if Señor Fuerte guarantees me that he will stay on the other side of the Rio Bravo like the others.
Charlie motioned for Roca to join them. Fuerte pulled away from the guards that were still restraining him just as soon as Don Sebastian nodded for them to let him go. Fuerte walked back across the open area and eventually found his place beside Charlie.
Thank you, my friend.
One of the guards brought Fuerte his horse and he mounted.
Well, sir, you have my grandson, and I have everyone else. That ain't such a bad deal. Isn't it about time the Colonel's men and your guards escorted us back to Texas?
Both parents, plus several members of the outfit, threw him puzzled looks. Charlie ignored them. He looked to Henry Ellis, who had been standing beside the Don in the carriage. Charlie winked at the boy before turning back to the Don.
Might I have a minute with my grandson?
I can see no harm in that.
Charlie dismounted. Then he moved in beside the coach. When he was facing Henry Ellis, the boy knelt down to Charlie's eye level. Henry Ellis wouldn't take his eyes off Charlie. Finally, the old rancher reached over and pulled the boy to him. As the two appeared to be embracing, Charlie whispered into the boy's ear.
No matter what I've told the Don, we will come back for you.
Tears began to form around the edges of Henry Ellis's eyes.
I know you will, Grandpa.
Just have faith.
They pulled away from one another, with the boy giving his grandfather a slight nod. Betty Jean, Kent, and the others looked on as Charlie returned to his horse and remounted. Charlie had to wipe away a tear of his own. But before anyone saw him do that, he whirled Dice around.
Come on, everyone mount up who isn't already. We're going back to Texas.